4.7.
And moving on to our next guest, we all know that one of our favorite topics of conversation here in the U.S. is the weather, especially after this summer's scorching temperatures in the Southwest, along with the unusual, below-average temperatures in the Northeast. Now, we have with us in the studio meteorologist Matt Wallace. And earlier in the show, we asked listeners to tweet us any questions they had about the weather. And now Matt's going to answer some of them for us. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Jenny.
So the first question for you from our listeners is, what's the difference between a meteorologist and a TV weatherman?
Well, basically, a meteorologist collects all the data, whereas a TV weatherman, well, is given the information and presents it on the radio or on TV or wherever. Keep in mind, a few TV weathermen are also trained meteorologists, but not many.
How far ahead can you accurately predict the weather?
I think typically we can forecast about 5 to 7 days ahead on average, but some weather is more predictable than others. If there's high pressure, with not much changing, we could forecast maybe 7 to 10 days ahead. On other occasions, it can be very uncertain. We don't know even over just a few hours. So, for example, if there's a lot of low cloud at airports, it will be very difficult for us to know when the cloud is going to clear enough for aircraft to take off or land.
Are long-term forecasts ever accurate?
In terms of forecasting as far ahead as next summer or winter, there's a very new system where we can see how what's happening in one part of the world might affect another weather system somewhere else. So, like weather in the Arctic, the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, and even the Pacific Ocean all make a difference to the weather in the U.S. So we can't get real detail that far ahead, but we can get a general trend.
What's your favorite kind of weather?
Thunderstorms, especially at night, because they're very exciting. You can see things like the lightning moving around inside the clouds, especially when the lightning really highlights the shape of the clouds. You never quite know what weather might come out of a thunderstorm. It's a kind of weather factory, really. It can generate large amounts of rain of tremendous intensity. It can bring very strong winds, large hail, snow sometimes. There's just incredible power and majesty in thunderstorms.
In what ways have you noticed that the weather has changed in the last 10 years?
Well, in fact, over the last 10 years, I don't think the weather has changed an awful lot. This year, we've had an intense heat wave in Texas with over 30 days of 100-degree temperatures, while in Alaska, typically one of the wettest places in the U.S., there's been a drought. It's unusual, yes. These are quite extreme for the U.S., I guess, but it's not unprecedented. Both have happened before, and both will happen again. There's evidence to show that maybe extreme weather is happening a little bit more frequently. Certainly globally, looking at the science, it tends to have gotten more extreme than it has been in the past, and it's obviously becoming a little warmer as well, so yeah, but I haven't necessarily noticed it myself day to day.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic about climate change?
I'm pretty pessimistic about it. I think in the U.S., it will probably lead to more frequent, more extreme heat waves in the South and in Southern California, potentially colder and longer winters in the Northeast, and some more extreme weather as well, more intense rainfall, and a greater risk of extreme flooding in the Midwest and in the Pacific Northwest.
Matt, thank you very much for coming and answering our questions.